Chapter 5. Gulliver Helps the King. One day, the king comes to see me. He's very frightened.
Soldiers from Blefuscu want to attack us,
he says.
They're preparing their battleships to travel to Lilliput. We need your help, Gulliver. They're very strong soldiers.
I take my binoculars and walk to the north of the island. I stand on a hill, and I can see the battleships of Blefuscu. There are approximately 50 ships and a lot of soldiers on them. Lilliput is in danger. I must stop the battle. But how? Then I have an idea. I'll capture all their battleships. The soldiers of Blefuscu can't travel to Lilliput without ships. Please bring me some strong ropes and hooks, I say to the guards. The guards bring the ropes and hooks. I take them and walk into the sea. After some time, I swim. Soon, my feet touch the ground, and I'm near the island of Blefuscu. The soldiers from Blefuscu see me and they're frightened. Look, it's a giant, they shout. Run! They jump from the battleships into the sea and swim to the beach. There are hundreds of people on the beach. The soldiers shoot arrows at me. Ouch! Those arrows are irritating. I attach the hooks to the ships and take the ropes in my hand. Then I pull the ships to Lilliput. Blefuscu can't attack the island now. There's no more danger, and the people of Lilliput are happy. A week passes, and then two ambassadors from Blefuscu visit the king of Lilliput. Our people are tired of battles, Your Majesty, they say. We want to make peace.
We're tired too,
says the king.
Let's make peace.
The ambassadors leave, and the king speaks to me.
I've got a plan,
he says.
You must capture men and women from Blefuscu and bring them here. They can be our slaves.
No, Your Majesty, I say. That's a horrible thing to do. You've got their battleships. You don't need their people too. I won't capture them. The king is furious and shouts,
I'm the king! You must obey me!
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I won't do it, I answer and walk away. The king is angry and doesn't come to see me for a long time.